turnovers. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you see about their defense that allows them to be so good at it?
They just fly around. They got a bunch of athletic guys out there that like to fly around and make some plays, and they're very opportunistic. They get there at the right times. They're very cerebral in where they attack the ball and where they see the balls going. So we just got to be disciplined in our route running and disciplined in our way we hold on to the football, and maybe we can make some things happen.
Because of the way this offense has turned it over so many times, do you ever get the sense that there's a tentative feeling about how you don't want to make a mistake? Does that inhibit your instinctiveness at all?
Not at all. We got to go out there and play. At the end of the day, we got to go out there and not be scared. Just go out there and make plays, throw the ball down the field, which is what we're accustomed to doing. We can't think about the stuff in the past that may hinder us, things like that. We just got to go out there and let it all loose. We have nothing to lose now at this point. No problem.
Their corners are particularly big and physical, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And what can you do to try to combat their physicality for them?
Just use our quickness. One of their corners we've seen in Miami a couple years ago when he was with the Dolphins, and we had some pretty good success against that defense. So, I mean, it's obviously he has a different mindset. They're a different team. He's on a different team. So we can't use that other than the technique that we use, which was our quickness and our speed and getting able to get vertical as quick as we can off the football. So we're going to tend to use that as much as possible.
Finally, Eric Berry's a pretty unique talent. What are some of the things that you've seen from him on tape watching, some of the stuff he does that makes him such a playmaking ball hawking player?
He's very cerebral. He knows keys, tendencies, things that we do, things that the quarterback does, things that the offensive line does to get a beat on and get a jump on things that happen. So we can see that on film, and we got some creative ways to kind of hit him over the top or get some, you know, in the run game, make sure he's blocked up and things of that nature. But naturally, he's going to be in on some plays, and he's going to be there. We just got to make sure we're making the last play.